Welcome to Living the Good Life, a broadcast of Beacon of Hope Ministries, Dunedin, Florida, and around the globe. Join us today as we talk about real life, real truth, real purpose, and how to be living the good life. Now, to begin our talk, here is Pastor Marcia McAllister.
Praise God. Welcome, everybody. We're glad you're there today in our listening audience. This is going to be a great show. We're excited about it. With me in the studio today is Nathan Burton. Are you here, Nathan?
Yes, I am.
I'm looking right at you.
Yes, you are.
You better be here. You look awake. Connie Farmer, are you awake today?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it's Sunday afternoon, and we are live in the studio in Clearwater, Florida. Our church is in Dunedin, just down the road, just a piece, as we would say in Indiana. And today we had a powerful service, did we not, guys?
Wow. Oh, man.
Did God show up today?
Yes, he did.
Is God able to change our lives? That is a question. And
yes,
we have an answer for you today, dear ones. We've been talking about addictions and habits and things that drag us down, that cause us to be defeated in our lives on a daily basis. And there is good news for every single one of you out there today that are listening to us. We have some concrete answers and some things that God's Word says to us today that will help you in your struggles on a daily basis. There is reason to have hope today. Is that right?
Yep. That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Praise God. We thank you, Lord. We're going to pray together as we begin today. We thank you, God, for this wonderful opportunity for every single person listening across the globe. We give you the praise and glory for what you're going to do in our lives and in our minds and in our hearts. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to speak truth, your truth, God's truth, the truth of your word into our lives today. We give you the praise before we ever know about all the results. In Jesus' name, amen. We're glad you've joined us. We'll be right back.
Beacon of Hope is a place designed with you in mind. That means we don't expect you to look or act a certain way. We want you to feel comfortable and infected each week through great music, authentic community, and relevant teaching. Sunday morning dress is casual and the coffee is always hot. Beacon of Hope welcomes all people, all origins, backgrounds, lifestyles, and circumstances. You'll meet people just like you. Beacon of Hope is located at 1812 Main Street, Dunedin, Florida. Check us out on the web at www.beaconofhopeministries.com. Come and experience with us at Compass Wednesday evenings at 7 and every Sunday morning, now beginning at 11. Find the true direction and meaning you've been looking for in your life.
Wow. I love that. Let my life song sing to you, my
Amen.
God. We've been talking a lot about praising God lately, and that's what we were doing this morning at Beacon of Hope, and God's almighty power and presence just came down on us and did some mighty work in people. And today, dear friend, you are going to be touched by God because he is here. He is here in this recording studio as we are gathered together live in this room. We have been praying this afternoon in between service and lunch and prayer time, and here we are. We're going to talk about those things that drag us down, those habits we don't seem to be able to overcome, those addictions. Sometimes they get into such a thing that they get so serious that it becomes an addiction that really, really affects us. We talked about this a little bit, well, not a little bit, a whole lot last week for 90 minutes, and we really delved into this whole issue. Today, we want to add a new dimension to it. We want to talk about the effect that the enemy Satan has on our minds, on our bodies, on our circumstances, on our finances, on the things that we encounter on a daily basis. We want to talk today about how powerful the enemy can be against us and what we should do about that. Because a lot of times I think we get it in our heads that it's just It's just my battle. It's not just my battle. Nathan and Connie, do you remember a time in your lives where you began to realize it wasn't just your battle to fight?
Yes. Indeed.
Okay.
Yes.
I think the more time you spend with Jesus,
yes,
the more you realize that you are powerless.
That's
over
right.
things.
Yes.
And every time, I don't know about anybody else, but every time I try to take control, try to take the steering wheel, doesn't work.
Doesn't work. But it took you a while to figure that out, didn't it?
Yeah, I went off the road a few times.
I was going to say, you weren't just one day realizing. I mean, it takes a while to begin to realize we need God. Dear mm-hmm. one out there, you need God. You need God more than you've ever needed him before.
Yeah.
You need God.
Especially in this world today.
Yeah.
It's just so different.
Well, there's so many distractions and there's so many things to draw you in and mm-hmm. pull you away
Suck you
from
in.
God. Pull you away from
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
And, you know, even to the philosophy of people saying there is no God or God is dead and things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things in this world that are traps that
right.
are set for us, for Christians and non-Christians, for people. There are traps that are set by the enemy to ensnare people, to get them away from God and help them not realize, help them keep them from realizing God's potential in their life or
exactly.
God, their need for God in their life.
Absolutely. And there might be some people out there today say, well, I'm not sure Satan's real. Oh my, Satan's real.
Yes,
he continues to fight against us even after we give our lives to God. He particularly then decides that he's going to hassle you in certain areas. But guys, the good news today is that God is more powerful. Greater is he that is
Amen.
In me.
Amen.
That's 1 John 4:4.
Than
he that is in the world. And he that is in the world is Satan. And so God, the power of God is so much greater than anything you're going through. If you're sick today, take courage because we're going to address that on this broadcast. If you're sick in your mind, you're depressed, you're full of maybe self-pity today, feeling sorry for yourself, or whatever it is that's going on in you right now, take courage and hope right now because God has an answer.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God is the answer.
He is
yeah.
the answer.
He is the answer.
Yeah.
There are so many situations and circumstances that we face every single day of our lives where it's moment by moment decision. We make decisions as to what we're going to do, what we're going to wear, what we're going to eat, where we're going to go, who we're going to go with, and that kind of thing. And sometimes we make these decisions without really considering the consequences.
Right.
But every choice that we make already comes equipped with its own set of consequences, with
right.
its own circumstances surrounding it. And when we begin to realize that, we begin to realize a lot of the reason we are where we are or do what we do is because of choices that we've made.
Choices, absolutely. God gives us free will.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What do you say to the person out there today who's been struggling with, let's say, a habit, an addiction? Maybe they've been smoking for 35 or 45 years, or they have a problem with alcohol, or they have a problem with anger to the point that they go into huge rages and cause all kinds of problems and chaos around them. What do you say to a person like that today? Is there any hope for them?
Oh, yeah. There's always hope.